Talk Radio.
Connie Hayes, this is Monday, July the 18th, 2016. I just want to know if there's somebody out there to talk, say how good God has been to you. In spite of all the things that you have done, God has been good to us. I'm going to continue to play the record, and then I'm going to come back on again. And you are now listening to God Has Been Good by the late Dr. Charles G. Hayes and the Warriors. Mighty, mighty good. He's been mighty, mighty good to me, and I know he's been mighty, mighty good to you, because he woke us up this morning, closed in our rightful mind with the use and activities of all our limbs. And I want to thank you for stopping by to tune in to Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. I did not make it Saturday. I did not make it on Sunday, but I'm here today. I'm here today to share with you as I go through the times and the things that I go through in my life, and as God lead me, I share it with you because maybe it would help you along your journey. So I pray that something will be said, that something I say today will help you, and to help you to just keep on trying. Even though we fall down, we still can get up. Even though that we make mistakes, God is still right there for us. God never leaves us. He promised to never leave us nor forsake us. We have to hold on to his unchanging hand. And we don't know the plan that he has for us, but believe me, there is a plan for our lives. And we just have to hold on, and we have to learn how to get in obedience with the word of God. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you right now to say thank you. Father God, knowing that you are omnipotent, knowing that you're the Almighty God, knowing that there's nothing too hard for you, Father God, knowing that you sit high and you look low, Father God, knowing that you're in everything and you know everything, knowing that you can turn things around just like that, knowing that if we put our trust in you and lean not to our own understanding, and just trust and be led by the Spirit of the Lord, that you will make everything all right. Because you have been good. You are good. You are the beginning and the end. Nothing's too hard for you. And I just want to thank you. I thank you for your Spirit coming in this place today. That you, Father God, would orchestrate me as I carry your word, that you would use me as a vessel to carry this word like never before, that the fresh anointing of you will fall on me, that this word will be a blessing unto your people. And I thank you for you being God, the whole God of the whole universe, that I can connect with whenever I need to. I can call on you and get an answer. I thank you and I praise you right now. I love you, Lord Jesus, right now. Thank you. Thank you for right now. Thank you that your word is already blessed. Thank you that your word has been written and it shall come forward. Your word shall come forward. Your word shall not come back void. Thank you for right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay. As I was saying earlier, I have a word that I'm going to share with you, and it's called Nope, Wrong Way. And you know, I'm always doing something to try to help God out, but nope, wrong way. So I'm coming out of Proverbs 14 and 12 today. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end there are the way of death. And you know, death don't have to just be a physical death. Death can be a death in things that you're doing, things that you should not do. It could be a death in that, and God could be trying to end something, and we continue to try to put life in it. So, you know, we have to learn how to walk in obedience. We have to learn how to open our ears up to what God wants us to hear, and we have to learn how to do it the way that God wants us to do it. The way which seemeth right to men is salvation by good works or good character. More people go down to hell laboring under the misconception than under any other, thinking that what you're doing is right. But if we're not lining up with what the word of God is saying, nope, you're going the wrong way. We got to walk in obedience. We have to learn how to do it the way it should be done. We have to be able to do it the way he directed it, and we have to do it in God's time. Because don't you know that even if God has spoken and it's to come to pass in your life, if you're out of the time which God has assigned for it, nope, you're going the wrong way. Nope, you're doing the wrong thing. We have to line up with what God says. We have to get lined up with the program that God has for us. There's a way that seemeth right may not be the best or right way. I'm a person that's always trying to help God out. I'm a person that's always trying to do this and that and make it come together. And then what I do is I make a bigger mess than what it was. Then I still don't get the lesson. So then I have to go back, and I have to go back all the way back to it, and I have to go back and get the lesson that God had for me. It's because I got out of the will of God for what God had for this situation. God was killing the situation, but I kept on trying to give it life. God was trying to move me out of a situation, but I kept on feeding to it. God was trying to make me be still so he can show me what he's doing and the perfect plan that he had. But, oh, no, I had to go before him, and I had to make a bigger mess, and I had to keep on wallowing in it. So now that I've come to myself, I get up, and then I'll go back to my Father, and now I'll do it his way. Which if I would have just been still and waited for him and watched him work and know that he has the best interest for me, knowing that he is the almighty God, knowing that he's the omnipotent God, knowing that he's the God that sits high and he looks low, knowing that he's the God that knows everything, that he is the God of the whole universe, that my little thing that I'm trying to do, I'm just in the way. And nope, I'm going the wrong way. And I find myself going the wrong way. I find myself doing the things that's not in the will for God for me. I pray for things. They don't come to pass. And then I try to make them to come to pass. How many of us do that? Nope, we're going the wrong way. We have to learn how to stand still and know that he is God. We have to learn how to stand still and be still and understand that God is in full control of our life. And that he will bring us through, and he will take us where he wants us to go. We lose no time when we're on the program that God has given us. A lot of times we don't understand that. We get in our pride, and we're in pride. I want to do this. This person is doing that one. Why is this happening to them like that? It ain't your season. It ain't your time for it to happen. Nope, you're going the wrong way. You got the wrong way. You're thinking wrong. You're doing wrong. Change your attitude and change your whole life. Be retransferred by the renewing of your mind. Ask God what God wants you to do. Ask God to make a difference and allow God to show you what he wants you to do and allow God to lead you in the way in which he wants you to go. And understand that we have to trust in God. We have to be obedient to God. We are not obedient. We're not trusting God. We want it done right now. We want a quick fix. We want the microwave fix. We cannot do that. We have to get out the way. Because if we don't, we are just in our own self way. Because the way God has ordained it, the way God has ordained for it to go, it's going that way. And it's going to come in on the time that God said that it's going to come in. You cannot go ahead of God. God has the perfect plan for my life and your life, and it takes me a long time to get with that. Because when I see things going, I want to fix it right now. I want it done right now. But God already knew. He knew before the foundation that this was going to happen like this, because God can see everything. That's why he's God. God don't need me to help him do anything. So you know what I end up doing? Nope, I'm going the wrong way again. I'm in the way. I'm constantly doing things that will bring death to me. And I'm not talking about a physical death. I'm talking about a spiritual death. I'm talking about a spiritual death. And some things we do, it will bring a body death to you if we're not doing what God has warned us to do. We have to get out our own self way and trust God. In Psalms 39:1, it says, I say, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. Because the wicked is going to see things that you see the world is doing, and you're thinking you need to jump into it. No, we do not. We need to stay with what the Word of God has told us. We need to lean not to our own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge God and let God direct our path. We need to trust God. We need to trust God that God will bring it out okay. That's why the record when I play, God has been good to us. God has truly been good to us. In our mess, he's still been good. Now, I don't know what you're going through right now, but the only thing I can say, nope, you're going the wrong way if you're not following the path that God has laid out for you. If you're not doing what God has said, if God say release some things, release them. If you have to release people, release them. Because God would, you know what, it may not seem like it's not going to come full circle to you, but believe me, God is going to bring it all back to you. God don't have us to give up nothing and don't give us something better. It may seem like it's not going to happen that way because it seems in our time that it's taking a long time, but it's not taking a long time because God is not only orchestrating your life, he's orchestrating the life that's coming into your life. Whatever you need, when God gets you, he wants you in, he's going to give you whatever you need. We just have to learn how to trust God and let go of the things that he says to let go of. And, yes, it is hard because nobody wants to be, like, they're around and, like, you don't have any friends or you're not doing something or you're not doing some of the things that you want to do. But trust me, the way that God will bring it back to you, it's going to be, oh, it's going to be so much better. It's going to be so much better. And when we are just, you know, when we're just heading in the wrong direction, we need to stop, listen, and ask God, what does he want us to do? And when we begin to stop and listen to God and walk into obedience to God, then we will begin to see the things turned around. Because you do know in Proverbs 8 and 13, this, God hates this. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogance, and evil, and turn, and a forward mouth do he hate. He don't like it when we're up doing just everything and just flatten off at the mouth, to be seen. Sometimes we just have to learn how to study to be quiet. Sometimes we have to ask and pray that God will guide us. And in Proverbs 12 and 15, it says, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearken unto the counselor is wise. What counselor are you up under? Who are you listening to? Who are you following? Are you asking God for direction? Are you asking God to put the right people in your life that will help you and direct you? Not that you're not anointed. You just got all the people around you that's not anointed and not going the way that God has directed you. Everybody wants to get on the bandwagon when it seems as if a person is going doing something or they're going the right way. But are they going the way that God, the God's way? What did God say? What did God say? Is God saying, nope, you're going the wrong way? Is God saying, come unto me? You know, all that have a heavy heart and laden to come unto him, and he will direct our path. What are we doing? Are we doing just what we want to do? Or are we standing and praying? Or are we calling on God? It says that in Jeremiah 29 and 12, it says, then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hear unto you. God is going to hear us. If you're going the wrong way, stop, turn, get lined up with what God wants you to do, and go the way that God wants you to go. Just call on him. In Jeremiah 29 and 13, and ye shall seek me, and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Only thing we have to do is search for him with all our heart. Like it tells us in Matthew 6 and 33, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things shall be added unto us. Only thing we have to do is get out our own self way, because the things that we're doing to ourselves. Do you know that whatever the plan that God has for you, you're going to do it the way God has ordained it to go? Do you know that not one step out of what God's word is going to come back void to him? If God say go to the left, he mean go to the left. If you going to the right, nope, you're going the wrong way. You got to stop, turn, and go to the left like God has ordained you to go. Because whatever your lessons are and whatever your path is, it's to the left. Because God has patterned, did that path for you. We have to learn how to be obedient. We have to do what God is telling us to do. And once we line up with the word of God, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. We get in more trouble, nope, going the wrong way than we do going the right way. Because if you go the right way, God has got you covered. You are covered in the precious blood of Jesus. We have somebody. See, when Jesus left here and went up there to sit on the right-hand side of our Father, he did not leave us alone. He left us a comforter. The Holy Ghost will lead and guide you in the way in which you need to go. Well, nope, when you're going the wrong way, the Holy Ghost will tell you. But a lot of times when we hear that warning, we don't want to stop what we're doing. We don't want to come out the mess that we're doing. We want to continue to walk in the sin that we're doing. And then once it's just overbearing and we can't do anymore, then you want to come out and ask God for help. But you know the kind of God he is, because he loves us so much, he still's going to help you. But we got to learn how to start putting God first. We got to put God first. We have to learn how to ask God, what is your direction for my life? And let me walk therein. Let it be pleasing to God. Let us be pleasing to God. Know that what you're doing, that you're asking God for a clean heart, and ask God to give you the right motives. If you are not doing things with the right motives and a clean heart, you're going the wrong way. We got to do it the way God has lined us up to do it. And if you don't think that you know how to do it, get on your knees, cry out to him. Or if you just walk around and just talk to him, he is open to hear you for every little bitty thing. Like a lot of times I have things going on and I was like, I don't want to ask God. But that's not what God said. He said, come to him. I can come to him with whatever my problem is. I can bring it to him. I can bring it to him in prayer. I can bring it to him. I can bring everything to him. And then ask him to line me up with the will that he has for my life, that I'll walk obedient to him. Lord, if I'm going the wrong way, turn me to the way that I should be going, that it will be pleasing unto you, Father God. Once you begin to pray and ask God for the directions that he has for your life, my life, then God will begin to show us things. Yes, it's a lot going on out here in the land. But I'm telling you that the blood of Jesus still works. I'm telling you, when God say that it shall be peace, it shall be peace. We need to get together and we need to start praying. We need to go back to the old way, like they did in Nineveh, how they all went down in sackcloth and they fast and they prayed. They showed God. They turned back their hearts to God. They turned their hearts to God and not their mouths. They were not performing anymore. They went back to God. We need to turn back to God in all that we do. We need to get the prayer back in the schools. We need to get the prayer back in the homes. We need to start disciplining these kids. We need to start giving these kids everything. Not that it's not wanted. We need to just take them back and teach our kids. Because they are the future for tomorrow. We need to get the fear of God back in them. They do not have the fear of God. They're not fearing God. We need to do it. Mothers, we need to stop doing all this stuff that we're doing in front of these kids. Mothers, fathers, we need to stop trying to be friends with these babies. We need to be in a parent mode. We need to raise these kids. We need to make our kids accountable for what they do. As our Father in heaven makes us accountable for the things that we do, we need to get back on track. We want every child to come home. And if you want your child to come home, you got to teach them. You got to teach them. You got to be there to teach them. You cannot be doing everything that you want to do, and then your child is running loose. You got to chastise your child. And maybe you're a parent that do time out. Maybe you're a parent that say, whatever your method is, don't let the police do it. You need to do it. Nope, we're going the wrong way. We need to get on our knees and we need to ask God to show us and guide us in the way in which we need to go. And we need to show. I know that everybody wants to be blessed, but we want to be blessed that every child comes home. We need to clean up. We need to clean up the mess that we have made. We need to go on back and do it all over again. That's what my great late Uncle Charles used to say. He said he need to go back to square one and we need to do it all over again. And we do. And I'm not beating up on anyone. This is for all of us. All of us need to go back. We need to do what's pleasing in God's eyes. And I pray that something is said today, that the reason God had me to come out here today, that someone would hear this message that would not have heard this message over the weekend, that this will help you make the right decision, that this will say, nope, I'm going the wrong way. I'm going to turn my life back to Christ. And believe me, if you turn your life back to Christ, he's right there. And I know one might say, that's all you think, because God is the way. The Lord Jesus is the way. It may not seem like it's the way, but it is the way. Turn your life back over to him. Don't walk this journey alone. And I know what you're doing. In Proverbs 14 and 12, it says, there is a way in which seemeth right unto man, but the end there are ways are death. Don't die in your mess. Don't die in your mess. Get your life back together. Turn it back over to God. And let God make a difference in your life and in your child's life and in your family's life. Watch him, because that's what he do. He loves us so much. And anyone that's out there thinking because you have done this and done that, that God don't love you, yes, he does. He loves, God is married to the backslider. God loves all of us. God loves all of his kids, and everything God made was good. You were good. God made you. You were good. Just go back to your father and ask God to make a difference in your life, that you can make a difference in this world, that you may serve whatever purpose he has you to come forward in this world, excuse me, and let us go forward and walk in obedience to God. And tell yourself, no, I'm going the wrong way. What does the word of God say? What shall I do, Lord? What shall I do? And trust me, you will get an answer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you as humbly as I know how, Father God. Thank you for this time and this opportunity that you would allow me to bring this word. Thank you that this is a word from you, Father God. Thank you, God, that this is anointed word from you right now, Father God, that it will bless those that need to hear it, Father God, whether they hear it now, hear it in the archives, whenever they may hear it, that this word might bless them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And if anyone is out of fellowship with Christ, go to Romans 10 and 9 and confess your sins over to God and get back in church and get in the Bible-believing church filled with the precious Holy Ghost. And if you don't know where to go, pray, and eventually God will put you where you need to be. He will lead you where your assignment is. He will lead you. Sometimes we just have to be still, and we have to patiently wait on God. You know, because you know what, God can do it just like that. But sometimes he don't do it just like that. Not that he can't do it just like that. Just trust him. And as always, this is Evangelist Hayes, walking in God's purpose. And if you need to speak with me, you can always call me at 708-715-4545. Or you can email me at walkingingodspurpose@gmail.com. And also hit me on Facebook. Go to my site, hit me and like it on Facebook, and then go by my website and check it out. It will bless you. And you can send in your prayers there. You don't have to give your name, and I can pray for you that way. Whatever way that you want to do to be connected to God, I am a servant of Jesus Christ, and I'll be more than happy to help you. Thank you, and to God be the glory, and I pray that something was said that will help you along the way. And I ask that the word is blessed. In Jesus' name, God bless you.